A troubling statistic haunts corporate boardrooms. 60% of newly promoted executives fail within 18 months, not because they lack intelligence or work ethic, but because they've mastered a game that no longer exists. They've climbed the ladder through flawless management, coordinating resources, hitting targets, optimizing processes, only to discover that leadership demands something entirely different. It's the professional equivalent of training for chess, only to find yourself in a boxing ring. The Harvard Business Review Leader's Handbook emerged from this painful gap, offering not abstract theory, but a practical framework that's reshaped leadership development at Microsoft, where implementation cut executive turnover by 23%. What makes this approach revolutionary? It treats leadership not as an innate gift bestowed upon the chosen few, but as a learnable craft, a set of practices anyone can master through deliberate effort and real-world application. Here's the fundamental shift. Management coordinates people to accomplish objectives, while leadership develops people through accomplishing objectives. It's the difference between addition and multiplication. When Anne Mulcahy inherited a dying Xerox, she didn't just manage the financial crisis. She created a vision so compelling that employees fought to save a company many had written off. That's leadership's unique power, inspiring people to achieve what they believed impossible. This isn't semantic hair splitting. The distinction matters because leadership creates exponential rather than incremental impact. Yet here's the paradox. You can't skip management fundamentals. The most effective leaders master operational excellence while adding something more, practices that multiply their impact across the organization. Think of it as building a second engine while the first one runs. The handbook identifies six interdependent practices: building unifying vision, developing strategy, assembling great teams, focusing on results, fostering innovation, and leading yourself. These aren't sequential steps, but instruments in an orchestra. Each must be played well individually, but their power emerges from how they harmonize. Consider eight words. Our dream is a world free of poverty. The World Bank's vision unified thousands of employees across dozens of countries, transforming disparate work into a shared crusade. It's aspirational, yet clear, emotionally compelling, yet memorable. Most organizations confuse vision with mission and values. Your mission is why you exist, your unchanging purpose. Values are how you behave, your operating principles. Vision is where you're headed, an aspirational picture of your future. While mission and values remain stable, vision evolves as circumstances change. Effective visions share common DNA: aspirational, simple, emotionally compelling, clear, and bold. MD Anderson Cancer Center's To Make Cancer History exemplifies this: audacious yet focused, inspiring breakthrough research while providing direction. Refresh your vision when environments shift significantly, performance lags, or previous goals are achieved. When Wesleyan University revisited its vision, President Michael Roth engaged faculty, students, alumni, and trustees, resulting in boldness, rigor, and practical idealism. Vision points the direction. Strategy charts the course. Strategy means disciplined choice-making about where to compete and how to win. When PBS explored a 24/7 children's channel, the team confirmed critical insights. A market opportunity existed for high-quality programming, especially among lower-income households, member stations had available spectrum, and the service could be financially viable. PBS Kids 24/7 reached 95% of U.S. TV households in year one, increasing ratings among children by 23% overall and 85% among low-income families. Michael Porter noted that strategy is as much about what you decide not to do as what you do do. Effective strategies target a unique, defensible sweet spot, satisfying specific customer needs with the right product attributes at the right cost, leveraging team strengths competitors can't easily replicate. Today's dynamic economy has transformed strategy from lengthy planning cycles to flexible, continuous approaches, balancing thorough analysis with the agility modern business demands. Strategy without people is fantasy. Executing vision requires assembling the right team, not just talented individuals, but a cohesive unit with complementary skills and shared commitment. When Darren Walker became Ford Foundation president in 2013, he needed digital capabilities without destroying institutional knowledge. His solution? Hire technology fellows to educate staff while updating job requirements and communicating candidly that some might not transition. This balanced strategic needs with the social contract between organization and employees. That social contract matters profoundly. Team members expect fair compensation, growth opportunities, and positive environments in exchange for their best efforts. When this contract frays, warning signs emerge. Members competing for recognition, backlogs growing, conflicts escalating, information hoarded. Smart leaders watch for these signals and act before trust erodes. Building high-performing teams requires deliberate effort. Ensure compelling common goals, create agreed-upon work structures, provide necessary support, including psychological safety, and foster shared mindset. Beyond direct reports, embrace McChrystal's team of teams approach, units coordinating rapidly across the organizational ecosystem. Feedback is the engine of team development. Approach it as business necessity, focused on organizational health, frame discussions as collaborative problem solving, and base observations on concrete data. Jim Zielkowski of BuildOn brings his leadership team together annually for four-day sessions where each leader presents achievements, shortcomings, and improvement plans, followed by team feedback. Make feedback an organizational norm by integrating it into regular business rhythms. Organizations exist to produce collective results individuals cannot achieve alone. Yet many leaders assume results will naturally emerge from good vision and strategy. They won't. Focusing on results requires establishing high expectations, reducing complexity, building capabilities, and maintaining execution discipline. When Serena Masia became CEO of XL Insurance's North American property and casualty business in 2010, she inherited an underperforming operation with $800 million in premium revenues. She set aggressive market share goals, required measurable growth plans, reorganized to empower business leaders, and implemented disciplined metrics monitoring. Within 3 years, revenue grew to $1.8 billion and continued to $3 billion under her successor. Setting stretch goals creates urgency and frees people from conventional thinking. As C.K. Prahalad noted, leaders must be disruptors, pushing for more performance rather than caretakers, maintaining status quo, or they risk becoming undertakers of failing organizations. While every leader talks about accountability, implementing it is challenging. As former ConAgra CEO Gary Rodkin put it, "I can sleep at night only if I know that the commitments my people make are set in stone." Balance compassion with consequences. Help people overcome barriers while maintaining firm expectations. As teams pursue ambitious goals, they encounter organizational barriers. Identify and simplify four types of complexity: structural mitosis, organizational designs that impede work, product proliferation, too many offerings without pruning, process evolution, outmoded workflows, and managerial habits, behaviors that hinder results. Create opportunities for people to learn through structured processes, like rapid results initiatives, empowering teams to experiment rather than dictating top-down changes. The best leaders recognize that achieving results isn't about working harder, but working smarter, removing obstacles, building capabilities, and creating systems that enable consistent high performance. S&P 500 companies now last just 17 years versus 60 plus in the 1950s, while most small businesses fail within five. When Jim Smith became Thomson Reuters CEO in 2012, he transformed the struggling $13 billion company by selling non-core businesses, acquiring complementary technology, consolidating 42 billing systems into one, creating a chief transformation officer role, and investing $400 million in complexity reduction. Smith deliberately reshaped operating rhythms to create thinking time and customer connection. Leaders must balance current operations with future growth. Govindarajan and Trimble's three-box framework suggests balancing what should be preserved, destroyed, and created. Most leaders overweight preservation and underinvest in destruction and creation. Three frameworks prove valuable: Clay Christensen's disruptive innovation, Netflix transforming video rental, then television, Lean Startups' rapid customer testing, and embracing controlled failure as learning. Thomson Reuters' Google Glass experiments yielded insights despite failing. Successful innovation requires culture where employees are curious, change-ready, and future-oriented. Leaders must celebrate intelligent risks and create exploration time. The most innovative organizations treat experimentation as core competency. Understanding today's breakthrough often emerges from yesterday's crazy idea. You cannot lead others until you lead yourself. This requires four essential elements: knowing yourself, growing yourself, sharing yourself, and taking care of yourself. Self-knowledge demands persistent listening and reflection. Continuously seek feedback through formal and informal means, demonstrating humility to accept criticism and courage to act on it. Understanding your personal style means recognizing when you're most and least effective. After examining strengths and weaknesses, pursue intentional self-improvement. Many leaders dismiss learning opportunities or fall prey to overconfidence from past successes. Yet as you advance, improvisation becomes insufficient. The best leaders remain intellectually curious, continuously expanding horizons to think differently about problems. Career resilience requires reflecting on setbacks and moving forward. Leading yourself extends beyond self-improvement to contributing to others' growth. Developing other leaders multiplies what your organization can achieve. Effective leadership also requires self-care amid constant demands. Be explicit about priorities, as work success constantly pulls leaders toward compromises in their non-work life. Sustainable high performance requires protecting the physical, emotional, and mental resources that fuel your leadership capacity.
Leadership isn't aggregating practices. It's constructing a system reflecting your values and aspirations. The six practices provide a framework adaptable to any context, whether leading five people or thousands. These practices work like instruments in an orchestra. Vision without strategy remains fantasy. Strategy without the right team goes unexecuted. Teams without results, focus drift aimlessly. Results without innovation become obsolete. And none of it matters without self-leadership. Integration happens through deliberate practice. Each leadership challenge strengthens multiple practices simultaneously. Building a team reinforces vision, clarifies strategy, establishes results expectations, creates space for innovation, and models self-leadership. Weakness in one area undermines others, while strength amplifies the rest. As you master these practices, leadership becomes not just what you do, but who you are, a force for positive change extending beyond quarterly results. The real measure isn't the empire you build, but the leaders you create. The ultimate test: whether the organization thrives without you, sustained by leaders you've developed and the culture you've shaped.